Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Preventing Rodent Entry in Seattle. Did you know the average mouse can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime? That's right. These little contortionists could probably qualify for Cirque du Soleil. And here in Seattle's wet climate, they're constantly searching for warm, dry spaces, like your cozy home. Today, we're solving this expensive and dangerous problem once and for all. Let's talk about where these unwanted house guests are sneaking in. Think of your house like a leaky submarine. There are entry points everywhere if you know where to look. The usual suspects include foundation cracks and gaps, those spots where utility lines enter your home, roof vents and eaves, garage door gaps, and, my personal favorite, tree branches touching your house. It's basically a rodent highway system right into your attic. Now, how do you know if you've already got some furry squatters? Listen up for the telltale signs. If you're hearing scratching in your walls, and I don't mean your teenager's terrible drum practice, that's red flag number one. Look for droppings near food areas, gnaw marks on wood or wires, musty odors in enclosed spaces, and nesting material that looks like someone shredded your junk mail. Here's where the pros come in. We use industrial strength solutions like steel wool and copper mesh installations, materials these rodents can't chew through, even if they had metal teeth. We're talking professional-grade sealants, proper vent screening, door sweep installation, and setting up a regular inspection schedule to catch new problems before they start. Let me share a quick story. Last month, we helped a Ballard homeowner who'd burned through thousands on DIY solutions that just weren't cutting it. Our inspection found 12 hidden entry points, including a quarter-sized gap behind their dishwasher that was basically a rodent welcome mat. After our complete sealing service, they've been rodent-free for 3 months and counting. Here's your homework for today. Take a walk around your home's perimeter. Mark any gaps larger than a quarter inch with bright tape. These are your priority areas for professional sealing. Don't wait until you hear the pitter-patter of little feet in your walls to take action. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.